I'm Ray Hageman, and this is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Wildlife agencies are asking the public's help to keep grizzly bears and humans safe on Togatee Pass. Stay tuned. In recent weeks, significant bear jams and poor wildlife viewing ethics have been observed on Togatee Pass near Jackson. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and U.S. Forest Service staff are patrolling the area daily, trying to minimize traffic jams and prioritize public safety. The efforts include intermittent hazing of bears by wildlife agencies and increased patrols from law enforcement. Wildlife managers are asking for the public's help in keeping both bears and humans safe by practicing responsible wildlife viewing behavior and operating vehicles lawfully. This includes parking only in paved pullouts and not in or along the highway. Interagency staff have observed wildlife viewers and photographers parking illegally on the roadway and interacting with bears in unsafe ways. The behavior of wild animals can be unpredictable. Wyoming Game and Fish Large Carnivore Conflict Coordinator Brian DeBolt says many people mistakenly believe their presence on the scene is harmless or even helpful, thinking they're keeping an eye on the bears and helping them cross the road safely. He says in reality, every person and vehicle creates an additional safety hazard that these bears have to navigate. He says the added stress and distraction make the bear's survival significantly more difficult. Here's some practices to follow. Never approach bears. Stay in your vehicle and always maintain a distance of at least 100 yards away from bears and wolves and 25 yards from other wildlife. Do not stop your vehicle in the Togatee Pass area. Do not feed or make food accessible to wildlife. Respect all signs, laws, and regulations, including no stopping, standing, or parking on or along the highway. That's per Wyoming state statute. Cooperate and follow directions from law enforcement and wildlife officials. And slow down and be alert while driving. Wildlife have been killed on Togatee Pass due to collisions with vehicles. Some bears have become habituated to people and road traffic. That reduces their instinct to flee, leading to dangerous encounters with humans. These habituated bears are at a higher risk of human-bear interactions, potentially causing human injury, scavenging for human food, or being killed or injured in vehicle collisions. Habituated bears are more likely to enter human developments and encounter improperly stored food, garbage, or other attractants. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, a program by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.